the supreme author of faith is Jesus Christ. You believe that or not? Y'all going to have to help me today now. You're awful quiet, and I'm just about half here and half not. Now, that's honesty, isn't it? Yeah. Huh? What's wrong with you, preacher? Well, it's hot in here for one thing. Are y'all hot? Yes, praise God, Jack. That's all we needed to hear. They're all fanning. No, not all. I know. Some saying, wow, what kind of day is this going to be? What's going on in his little bald-headed mind? Jesus Christ is the supreme author of faith. Now, faith is a subject that we talk about a lot. You hear it, I hear it. It's something the church speaks about, faith. What is it? A lot of definitions, but I want to read to you Hebrews 11, 1 through 6. It'll be on the screen, and you've heard it many, many times. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. You've read it a lot, you hear it a lot, but now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did. By faith, he was commended as the righteous man when God spoke well of his offering. And by faith, he still speaks even though he's dead. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it's impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Faith. Hebrews 11, great chapter, well-known chapter in the Bible. One of the greatest chapters, I guess, in the Bible. But it talks about this great hall of fame, God's hall of fame, if you will, of people who've lived and operated by faith throughout years and years and centuries and centuries. Operating by faith through all this time. And it says that he finds people who operates by faith great, and he gives them approval. God likes people who operates by faith. So what is this faith business? Well, we've been working on it for a long time. And we know the Bible here tells us we got to have faith. We all know that. And he tells us how to operate in faith, to believe that God is who he says he is. And you say, well, I believe that, and I believe you do. Now, I want you to hear this in several versions right here, and I'm going to read you three or four or five, what have you. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. All right? Now, listen to the New American Standard. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Faith is being sure of the things we hope for, being convinced of the things we can't see. Faith is trust in the unseen. It is not trust in the unknown, for we may know by faith that we cannot see with the eye. Faith. All right? Different definitions. Matthew Henry says this about faith. Faith and hope go together, and the same things that are the objects of our hope are the objects of our faith. It's faith, it's a firm persuasion and expectation that God will perform all that he's promised to us in Christ. Believers in the exercise of faith are filled with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Christ dwells in the soul by faith, and the soul is filled with the fullness of God. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The foundation, my assurance. There's a foundation, there's an assurance, there's a guarantee of things hoped for. Now, how do I know that? Well, the Bible's telling me that right here. And this evidence, I've got evidence, I'll have evidence, I have a conviction that it is true. And I'm going to possess it. So there's more than just I believe so. Now, I want you to look at this next slide. And I want you to take hold of it. This is important. Faith is trusting and possessing all that God is and says. If anybody in here, you know, we could go through the community and say, do you believe in God? Most people in this area will say yes. Some will flat tell you no. Faith is trusting. So what's trusting? You say, well, we use that word a lot with faith trusting. Okay, we've got that part. Faith is trusting, and that next word is possessing all that God is and says. And possessing, taking hold of it, putting my heart, my mind, my soul, possessing something. When I possess something, I take hold of it. It is mine. I live it. I believe it. Right? I trust and possess it. We take hold of what? All that God is and says. All that God is. Now think about that just a minute. All that God is. We're still learning all that God is, but we're taking hold of it. All that God is and says. So we've got to be in the Word of God. We've got to be trusting and possessing what God says. So here's these other words in that slide. Faith is believing. You say, well, yeah, we hear that word a lot. We know what we believe. But sometimes we just leave it there. Well, I trust, I believe, but possess it. Own it. It is yours. All that God is and says. Faith's having confidence. We know what that is, having confidence in God. But we're possessing it. It's ownership. It's for me. It's for my family. It's for the body of Christ. Faith is hoping for something and possessing it. So we take hold of it. Well, I've got faith that this or that or the other. We use it too loosely sometimes. We take hold of it and possess it. I believe it. It's mine. It's true. And then it's real to us. Biblical faith is not, well, I hope so. You going to go to heaven? Well, I hope so, people say. No, it's not that you're hoping so. That's not biblical faith. I think so, or I hope so. No. Well, it might be so, or it might not be so. That's not biblical faith either. It might be true, but then again, it might not be true. That's not biblical faith. So we got to make sure that we take hold of what God's telling us here, that He's pleased with it. He gives us His approval, this scripture says, when we do have the faith that He wants us to have. He gives us an example then. He says, you know, we believe by faith that God made the world. So, you believe God made the world? You know, how do you come up with that? Why isn't it just some Big Bang theory? Why isn't it just some explosion of some bunch of gases somewhere in the atmosphere? But you really believe God created the world. How do you believe it? How do you know it? By faith. And possessing the Word of God that says God created the heavens and the earth way back in Genesis. We take that by faith and we believe it and we possess it and we know it because of the Word of God. It wasn't just some Big Bang theory. We have the written Word, the revelation of God. That book is for you. Somebody in Sunday school said you can substitute your name in that scripture and read it just like it's meant for you. And it is meant for you on a personal level. The promises and all, it's just for you. So we can know it, possess it. The written revelation of God is for us. Well, okay, God created the heavens and earth. I take that. Well, do I know it? I wasn't around when the earth was created. You weren't either. So do I believe it? How? By faith, but I possess it. I take the Word of God, and I know that God created it for us to use. And that's what I believe. That's part of faith. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, Genesis 1:1. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth. Psalm 33:6. He spoke, and it happened. He spoke it into existence. And the word of God tells us that. Then he gives us this example of Enoch. Enoch believed God. He was, and then he was not. He was walking with God and fellowship, and God took care of him. He knew that he had faith in God, and then the Bible says he was no more. By faith, we believe that story. Listen to what Oliver Green said here. He said, it's been said that Enoch was walking with God one day, and they walked and talked so along in such a sweet fellowship that near nightfall, God said to Enoch, it's nearer to my house than your house. So let's go to my house. That's a wonderful way to think about it, but the Bible simply tells us that Enoch walked with God and was not, for God took him. God took him. Here again, this is in this faith chapter, giving us another example. Now look at verse 6 on the screen. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. You've heard that before too. Now we know what faith is, biblical definition. And now verse 6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Without faith, it's impossible to please him, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Impossible to please God without faith. Now, how much faith do you have? How much trust? How much belief? How much confidence do we have in the things of God? Well, I hope it's much. But by faith, here, these things say. So what is this faith business? We've been talking about it here for several minutes. It is living. Do you believe faith is living? It is living. It's active. For me to say I have faith and never do anything in the kingdom of God is simply not true. Faith is living. Faith is active. Faith is going and being active and doing what God tells us to. Faith, it means that I am communicating with God through prayer, through his word, that I have fellowship with God, and it's alive. It's not dead. It's not a form of religion and denying the power therein. It's not just sitting on a pew or coming to church every now and then. Faith, true faith, is living and it's active. And we're part of God's process when it's that way. It says a person that comes to God here has got to believe two things. He must believe in God, that God exists. You say, okay, I got that one. And then the second one, he must believe that God rewards those who diligently seek him. So are you seeking God? You'd say yes in one form or another, probably. I would. Probably you would too. Are we seeking God? Yes, we're doing that. Well, if you are, he's going to reward you if you're diligently seeking him. The next slide says it takes your faith too. And there's a blank. It takes your faith too. Or you make it real personal. It takes my faith to do what? Put anything in the blank you want to. In your life, right here, right now. What's that mean to you? God is ready. God is good. God has mercy. God has grace. We all know that. But there's some things, well, I'll pray about it. Well, that's a good thing to do, is pray about it. And pray you have an answer, sure. But some things is you pray and you pray and you pray. Some things you got to step out. Faith's got to be active. It takes your faith to unleash the power of God. You believe that? You're part of the process. We're part of the process. And God's saying to us, I want your faith to be active, not just talk about faith, not just talk about trust and belief, but active faith and active trust and confidence and belief is what I'm talking about here. I want it to be active. I want you to step out, and it'll take your faith to unleash the power of God in what area? What area of your life? And I think God's asking us that question today. You know, it takes your faith to whatever that blank is in our life. Well, God, I've been praying about this for years, or God, this is a burden of my heart, or whatever is in your life. Make it personal to you. It's going to take your faith to unleash it. And does God have the power? Well, sure He does. Is His power limitless? Yes, it is limitless. Did He create the heavens and earth? Yes. Is His promises from cover to cover in His Word true? Yes. Well, why am I not seeing them? Well, why did this happen? And all those questions that we don't understand, but God is asking us to trust Him whether we understand it or not. Right or wrong? He's asking us to trust Him, to have faith in Him, that He's going to reward us if we diligently seek Him. Now, God's ready to do good things in my life, in your life, in the church's life, but it takes faith to unleash it. So what's God waiting on in my life? What's God waiting on in your life? Something comes to your mind that, I've been praying about this, I've been burdened about this, and I'm doing everything I know, but right now I don't see any results. Those can be hard times in life. There can be times when the devil comes with doubt and all sorts of things in our life. And they can be tough times. But we've got to remember that God's grace and mercy is true. We've got to remember the promises of God. We've got to know that God is good and He wants us to cast our cares upon us, on Him, because He cares for us. We know that to be true. And sometimes it just simply takes our faith to unleash the power. So, what about our theme scripture here? Here's part of it on the next slide, the last slide of the day. And you can see it over here too. Now, all glory to God who is able, through His mighty power at work within us, to accomplish infinitely more than we can, that we might ask or think. All right. Now, all glory to God who is able. Through His what? His mighty power. What else? His mighty power at work within us. His power. His mighty power at work within who? Us. The believers. The body. At work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask or think. I can ask for a lot. Can you? I can. I can ask for a lot. Or that I can think. And some days I seem to think better than others. Today's not a good one. Oh, y'all couldn't tell, could you? I can think about the limitless power of God. And here's what throws me off sometimes. I have prayed over this, and not a day or two. I can name you a few things that it took years to see how God would answer it. Do you believe God's got a timetable? I believe God's got a timetable. Is it my timetable? I guarantee you it is not. It's not my timetable. And sometimes I'm thinking what I can think or what I can ask, and all these things I can think about India. And those children and the gospel going forward and people in persecution and pastors being killed. Man, I can think about the power of God and it's limitless, and I can ask God to help those pastors, and I do almost daily, and I can think a lot. I can ask a lot. And sometimes I don't see it. I don't see the answer right now. I can get a hold of God early in the morning and I can ask and I can think in my own life, God, you know without you this will never happen. You know how weak I am here, or how much I need the power of God in this area of life. And I can ask a lot. I can think a lot. Your kids are small, your kids are grown, whatever age they are, man, they have desires and needs, and it might be they're in school, it might be they're in college, or they're at work, or they're doing all these things in different stages of life. And what could you think about? What could you ask God to bless them with, and things like that? Oh man, we can think. We can ask a lot. What do you think about when you're with your family? And what is it that you need to have faith in your family, that God will take that faith, that trust, and that belief, and that confidence that you have, and you're going to keep on praying till you see the answer come through? What is it that you need to put in the blank? It takes your faith to unleash that move of God. Again, I can think and ask a lot. And then we get to a church body. And there's people gone. I was gone last week. Thank you. Had a good time at the Skinny Jeans Church, I call it. But they were all worshiping God. The subject was Jesus. And I had a good time. And I'm glad I was there. And I appreciate you your support of me being there. And Hannah was baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Up out of the water she came. And it was a good day for us to see that. And I appreciate her. And so today the cheerleaders are gone and the whoever's gone. I could ask God to fill this place up. We want 300 today, people. I want the offering to be $78,000 today. Did y'all give that much? And then I have to think, God has a timetable. God knows all things. And He's got a time and His will in all these things that He is accomplishing that I do not see. I cannot understand His timetable always. Sometimes I'm fortunate enough to see some of it. But at the big picture, I don't understand God's timetable. But I can ask and I can think, and He has the power to do it. But I'm here to tell you, it must line up with His will. Okay? So I encourage you to be trusting Him for the things you need in life. And I ask you to believe Him and to have confidence in and hope for those things. But possess it. Take ownership of it. And you know whether you receive what you're praying for today or 10 years or 20 years or it takes you to heaven to get it. You know God is a good God. Amen? You know that His will is supreme. You know that His timetable is perfect. You know that He has it all under control. Your faith. Sometimes I think, well, you know, give me more faith, Lord, give me more faith. Sometimes it's like, use the faith you have. Use the faith you have. You have some faith, don't you? How much? $1 million question, isn't it? You have faith in the Lord. Use it. Use it. And trust Him and believe in Him and hope in Him for the things you need in life, because He does love you and you can trust Him. Whether you see it all happening right now or not, He is a good God. Would you stand with me this morning? Our Lord and our God, we're thankful to read this scripture this morning about faith, the heroes of faith and Hebrews 11. And we're thankful that faith, being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. And Lord, help us to use the faith that we have and increase our faith to accomplish the good things of God. Somebody was in this pulpit back in the late 1890s And they preached, no doubt, about faith some form or fashion. Might have used that same verse right there in Hebrews 11. And some people along the line in times past took hold of faith. And they trusted and they believed and they had confidence in you. And they didn't just use it as a little old word that sounded all spiritual or churchy. They took it to heart. They possessed it. They took hold of it and said, "This is for me. This is for the body of Christ." And they acted on it. And down through time, it brings us to where we are today. Father, there's family after family on the road today, and they need faith and trust in you. There's some gathered right here in this building, and only you know the needs of the hour. Some may have a rocky marriage. Some may have financial needs. Some may be praying for a lost child. But the truth remains that you are God, and you're a good God, no matter the circumstances we find ourselves in. And God, we want to have the faith in you. We want to act in your timetable and in the will of God. And as we try to find out sometimes the timetable of God, the timing of God, Lord, sometimes we get it and sometimes we don't. But we're asking you to help us to take hold of faith and believe it and trust it, have confidence in it. And now, God, may we move right here this morning in whatever area you're speaking to us about. And oh, it can be many, many areas of the Christian life. If somebody's here and not really saved today, that first step of faith is to come ask Jesus Christ to forgive them of sin and accept you as their Lord and their Savior by faith. So you know where we're at. And I pray you'll speak to us and that we'll respond to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.